Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, we're glad you're here. If you've been listening already, well, you know, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And we're glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. I believe it'll help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful in your small business, whether you're starting one or running one or growing one or all three of those things. I think it'll help you. And it's all free. All the resources are free there, including our weekly newsletter, which you can subscribe to, which will come by email. We have our blog, which we update every weekday. It's a multimedia blog. You'll find audio and the narrative there on the blog. And check it out. We can either send it to you. You can subscribe to it by real simple syndication, or just come and use it to your advantage whenever you want to. And don't forget to check out all the other resources that are there on our website. Rod Kurtz is our friend, ladies and gentlemen. And I mentioned earlier, I misspoke because I was thinking of his former gig. He used to be with another publication, but now he's senior editor with Inc.com. I believe that's the correct way to say that. Rod, welcome to the show.
Jim, it's always good to be with you under any title.
It's good to have you back. And did I say that correct?
Absolutely, Inc.com.
Inc.com. He's senior editor there. And you can congratulate the folks at Inc.com. You can tell them I said congratulations on hiring someone of your caliber.
Well, that's quite an endorsement, Jim. Thank you. As
well, I'm sure that'll get you a raise, too, Rod.
Let's keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah, and you might want to be careful. They might get you fired if you mention my name. Hey, Rod, you guys have been doing some research on young folks, haven't you?
Absolutely. Young entrepreneurs is a topic that's near and dear to my heart. I think the children are the future, as the song goes. But yeah, quite a bit of research coming out about more and more young people wanting to start companies. So we've been on top of that and following it.
You know, Rod, yesterday I did my ninth consecutive live Labor Day show, and I talked about this concept of a Labor Day. And, you know, you're a lot younger than me, but when I was a kid, most of the people that I grew up with and went to school with, when I graduated from high school back in the 60s, most of us were looking for jobs with a major corporation. And when I went to college, we had career day where we had all these corporations who would come and line up and do a little, you know, dog and pony for all the seniors. And that's where most of us expected to go. And almost no one, there was almost, in fact, I don't remember. I graduated, you know, with a business degree, and I don't remember any conversations about starting a business. It was always going to work with somebody.
I think you hit the nail on the head there. I think that represents one of the biggest shifts. A generation ago when you said, oh, I'm an entrepreneur, or I want to be an entrepreneur, you were looked at, you know, like you had six different heads. Like,
and,
what,
and
you know,
30 years ago, no one ever said that.
Right, exactly. It was akin to, I don't really know what I want to do. So
right. Someone would say, oh, you can't get a real job, huh?
Yeah, and so what happened was you had people come along, Michael Dell, Richard Branson, people like that, who went out on their own, started a company, and proved to be quite successful. And this really helped for young people not only serve as inspiration, but for elders to accept it as a legitimate career path. And so I think, you know, the most recent survey that we're talking about that we wrote about on Inc.com found that nearly 71% of teenagers now say they'd like to start their own business someday, and that number keeps going up even in recent history. So what you have?
Well, and one of the reasons is because of the curriculum that we're finding, and as I know you find as well in high schools and colleges. And one of the things we've been doing for a number of years on the show, Rod, is We've been giving our microphone over to these colleges and universities and some high schools who are actually helping to form the idea of entrepreneurship in the minds of these young people.
Well, and I think that's a big part of it, too. You mentioned the generational shift, but also there are so many more tools available. The Small Business Advocate, Inc.com, there's a whole how-to industry now, so that people who do want to start their own businesses, regardless of age, but certainly young people included, they have places to go to help them get this underway. So I think it makes it more attainable. There's certainly a new set of challenges for a new generation, but I think what's certainly helping inspire some people is that, hey, I can do this, and here are the tools at my disposal.
Well, and one of the things, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to get Rod to tell us about some more about this, the results of this survey. And folks, the message that I want you to get from this is not only to be, you know, if you're a small business owner, to feel pretty good about yourself, but what about the young folks coming along there, your children? You know, are you helping them get an entrepreneurial education? Because I think that is the way you teach them how to fish in the 21st century. Tony Tell, stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Rod Kurtz, Senior Editor with Inc.com, INC.com. And, of course, you know the magazine as well. And we're talking about, Rod, we're talking about young people, these teenagers. Young folks today are looking around and they're saying, you know what, I'm not seeing the same world that my parents saw. I'm certainly not seeing the same world that my grandparents lived in. It's a new world. We're in the 21st century.
Well, and I think that's the thing that appeals to them, is that they can chart their own course through entrepreneurship.
And they've got all these tools. Not only the curriculum, they're more and more high schools are teaching entrepreneurship these days, aren't they? Not only do we have the curriculum, but they've got all these technological tools that these kids are good at, aren't they?
Well, and I think the one thing to keep in mind, too, with technology, the barriers have been lowered. You look at, we recently ran a search for 30 under 30, the top young entrepreneurs under 30, and so many of them came through internet-related companies. They may not have been necessarily websites, but they were taking traditional industries and putting an internet spin on it because it's so much easier. The internet has opened up marketplaces and things like that. So you had people taking, you know, an industry like the perfume business, the retailing of perfume and cologne, and bringing it online, which was actually a family business that had been previously not online. So I think that's helping to drive it too. And I think, like you said, you have kids today who look at their parents and grandparents who may have worked in corporate America, and I think the growing sentiment among young people in America now is, you know, I don't necessarily have to go work in corporate America for 10,
right,
15 years. I can get out there now and do it. If I have an idea, I can execute it now. And I think, as you mentioned as well, high school and college education now is skewing toward entrepreneurship.
What is you got some numbers there on the increase in courses now compared to not long ago. What are some of those?
Well, back in the 80s, which is still relatively recent, it was a few hundred entrepreneurship courses in America. Now I think the total is topping 5,000. So
yeah.
It's really a supply and demand kind of thing.
And more and more colleges and universities are offering entrepreneurship degrees.
Yeah, and many of them, they've received donations from wealthy entrepreneurs who want to endow chairs and things like that in entrepreneurship. And frankly, the colleges can't meet this demand as quickly as they can't find the professors as quickly.
Exactly. And it's not just a matter of finding a warm body, because academia is not always up to speed on entrepreneurship.
Absolutely. I think that debate will always exist, whether you can teach it or whether it's something you're just born with. But I think certainly the thing that I'm most optimistic about the growing number of entrepreneurship programs is at least will open the eyes to some people who, you know, may not have given it a thought before and kind of unleash this inner entrepreneur, and they then head out. It inspires them to go out and build a business of some kind.
My best example of an outstanding entrepreneurship program with really high quality entrepreneurship faculty is Babson College in Massachusetts.
Absolutely.
They're leading the way in so many areas. But we've also interviewed folks in the Fisher School of Business at Ohio State, the Business School at Vanderbilt, and in Nashville, and a number of others that are just, there people are doing so many great things across the country. But you know, I'm going to throw a little bit of a monkey wrench into this whole thing, Rod. It might surprise you. Probably will surprise you, except that you won't be surprised that I have a few monkey wrenches laying around.
Fire away, Jim.
Well, I still think that if I were coming right out of college today, I still would recommend that a sharp young person try their best to get a job with a major corporation and to go work there for 3 to 5 years to get some world-class training under their belt, get some real-world, you know, big corporate background, and then take that knowledge and that experience, and then go forge that into their own dream if they decide that they want to do that. I tell you, Rod, I don't think I could have done what I've done with my small business had I not had some major corporate background.
Well, Jim, I don't think you're crazy. I think, you know, certainly it's a case-by-case basis, but I think there's a lot to be said about what you just said, that you can – I've seen entrepreneurs, especially young entrepreneurs, who have taken the corporate path of some kind, and what that does, not only do they cut their teeth and get some experience, but they – especially if they – go to a corporate job in an industry they might like to start a business
mm-hmm.
in one day.
Yep.
They see where corporate America is falling short. They, you know, I like to say that entrepreneurs fill the cracks, and they bring innovation and they help improve industries because they see where the competitors are going wrong. So getting out there in corporate America, you can see how I don't want to put it quite so harshly, but what not to do.
And well, that's part of it. But let me tell you another positive spin on that, though, Rod, and that is that small businesses today must learn how to integrate with their larger customers as an integrated partner. And one of the best ways to understand how to make yourself an invaluable partner with a bigger customer is to know how they operate and to maybe have some context, as you said, as you indicated, in that industry.
Absolutely. I think on the flip side, what might be a challenge for some young people is, of course, young people are impatient, and you know, to tell them to take the long term view, 3 to 5 years, you know, get some experience.
That's a lifetime. What are you talking about, old man?
Get out there. Exactly. They want to get out there and just do it. So
What's the matter with you? You old fossil. What, 5 years? Are you kidding me? That's a lifetime. Hey, Rod, stand by. We're gonna take a quick break, folks. Rod Kurtz is our friend and our guest. He's with Inc.com. He's senior editor there, and once again, I congratulate that organization on getting the caliber of Rod Kurtz to work with them. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasting Game. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
And when you smile for the camera, I know I love you better.
The best things in life are free, but you can give.
It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, folks, if I haven't already mentioned it today, I think I did, I'm going to be in broadcasting live from New Orleans the next 3 days, probably Wednesday, Thursday. I know absolutely Wednesday, Thursday, but maybe even Friday. I'm not quite sure yet, but at least the next 2 days, maybe 3 days, I'll be broadcasting live from New Orleans. I'm going to be roaming around down there. Part of my time will be viewing some of the areas that have been the hardest hit, and so I'll be reporting that back to you and reporting on some of their progress. And we're going to be meeting some of the folks who are down there as I'm down there working with the SBA over the next couple of days. Rod Kurtz has been covering that area down there. Rod, you guys did a and by the way, Rod is with Inc.com, and Rod, you guys did a whole series on the Katrina a year later, didn't you?
Absolutely, it was eye opening, both good and bad, and I think it's great. I look forward to your shows down there. We took a look at we've been following this for the past year since Katrina struck, and checked in with some business owners that we had talked to throughout the year to see who was rebuilding, how they were rebuilding, and if you hear these stories of survival, it was as much a human interest story as it was a business story, and I think it fascinating to see people who are committed to the region. And you and I both know that small businesses are really the building blocks of any community. And I think as the rebuilding really starts at this point in New Orleans, I think small businesses are going to be leading the charge. So plenty of challenges still remaining, plenty of recovery to come. And then certainly some businesses are leaving, but it's nice to see those that have committed to New Orleans and Mississippi and the Gulf Coast at large and are trying to do their part.
Well, you mentioned this a minute ago about small businesses filling in the cracks. Big companies can come down there and lay down some serious fabric, but in the marketplace. But it takes a small business to weave all that fabric together and make it a real economy, doesn't it?
Absolutely, that's a perfect analogy, I would say. And I'm optimistic. I love New Orleans as much as anyone, and I think that it may not be the same, but I think it can definitely thrive again. And I think small businesses are going to be leading the way.
Well, I agree with you. And let's get back to your survey, the survey you've been doing on the young entrepreneurs. Anything else that you found in that research that you'd like to report to us?
Well, I think the interesting thing we were talking about, the eagerness to get out there and do it, execute an idea. We were sort of joking around the office that the teenagers, of course, they want to be entrepreneurs. They're rebellious by their nature. But I think it was about 50% said that they actually, the thing that thrilled them the most about the idea of starting a company was having an idea and executing it and seeing it come to fruition, which I think is really kind of the fundamental entrepreneurial spirit. So I think it's for all you say about where they're getting their motivation these days, I think that to me is the most encouraging aspect of this report, that these young people have ideas and they want to get out there and execute it, and they realize that the traditional path, they don't necessarily have to follow it anymore, and they can really get out on their own. And so I think that's encouraging for future generations of entrepreneurs.
The thing that concerns me about the young people is that they might be looking back on the 90s in the dot-com era and see that as a good way to do business, when you and I both we know that there were some quality companies that came out of that area, but there were a lot of bombs that took down a whole lot of folks and cost a lot of money that were ill-conceived and never should have been created. It was just a madness of crowds kind of thing. And as they move forward, it concerns me. I, if I could say anything to them, I would say, make sure you understand the concept of cash flow and building a business, not just getting rich overnight, but building a business over time. The young people who have that understanding, Rod, I think will be the most successful.
I think you're absolutely right, and it's interesting now. We're sort of seeing a dot-com bubble 2.0, if you want to call it that. I see a lot of new internet companies with great ideas, and sometimes I look at them and I scratch my head wondering how they're actually going to make money. I think the positive lessons to take from the bubble burst of the 90s is one, I think it did serve as inspiration for people. They more people want to blaze their own trail because they saw others do it. And I think we're sorting the wheat from the chaff a little bit. So hopefully it'll the next generation will be a little smarter.
Thank you, Rod, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Pleasure as always, Jim.
Rod Kurtz, ladies and gentlemen, with Inc.com. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.